Appreciation of myself is to understand my creation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Rex, are you ready for the thought for today?
Oh, no.
Good. Okay. Rex smiled and said, "Yes, I'm so glad you're doing this. You were gone for a while." Appreciation of myself is to understand my creation. You know, we have such a habit of looking at things around us and saying, "Ugh, yuck, cluck," you know, and all that nonsense. We say, "Oh no, you know, what a terrible thing is happening in the car accident, or people not harmonious with one another, and people, you know, doing all sorts of silly things, you know." Isn't that interesting? But that's what we lay our attention to. And of course, that's what we've created. Now, how do you create a world filled with absolute joy and peace and harmony and love and right action and truth? How do you do that? You create a world filled with peace, love, harmony, and joy by only giving your attention to that. Now you say, well, how can you not give your attention to something that's facing you right in the face? Well, everything is an illusion, and we empower illusions or we empower not illusions. We empower things to be or we do not empower them to be. Now, what is it that you would like to experience in your life? Sylvia tells me, "I experience beautiful people. I experience harmonious people. I experience lovely circumstances. I experience the most beautiful diet in the world. I experience the most beautiful clothing in the world. I experience the most beautiful house in the world where I live. I experience," and do you know, Sylvia's doing just that. Now, what if somebody told Sylvia, "Sylvia, you must move into the retreat, the single retreat." And what would Sylvia do? Sylvia wouldn't say, "Yuck, oh my goodness, the single retreat after I've had this big lovely room here." She would say, "Ah, okay, now let's see, how am I going to decorate it? What am I going to put into place? Which chairs do I want? You know, and I can just step outside the door and there I have my outdoor sunning room, you know, and you know, I never did do anything with those windows down there. They're so silly. They got those straight up and down blinds. I am going to give them a bit of a swag, a curtain, like Irene used to do and Anita always did. Remember how they always had some little jazzy bit on their thing? Now, it wasn't much, but that made it all the more beautiful because it was just that touch. That was their touch of femininity, their touch of beauty. Now, did you ever think that that was a simple monk's retreat when you looked in there? No, your eyes immediately went to the little imagination that they put into motion. You see, we don't see unhappy things. We don't see things that are not beautiful. We look at things as we can see them. Now, I say, "Sylvia, I saw a rattlesnake crawl into your house, into your monk cell." And Sylvia says, "Oh." And now, what is Sylvia going to do? She is going to cautiously look around her monk cell after the goosebumps go down. She's going to cautiously look around her monk cell and see if indeed there's a rattlesnake in there. Now, if you had told Sylvia, "We have just done a treatment that all rattlesnakes on the 104 acres here, they never come across the borderline. They have no interest in coming into our property, none whatsoever." Then you say, "Sylvia, there's a rattlesnake in your apartment." Mm-hmm. What would she say? No, couldn't be. And she would not expect it. She would not see it. She would not find it. She would not experience it. Now, what if she did experience it? What would that mean? That means she doubted what we told her. She doubted the fact that all rattlesnakes go off of the property and are not interested in being on the property in the slightest, in the slightest. And you see, the more you talk about them, the more you empower them to be in your world. Now, do you think that Sylvia is lying on her bed trembling, thinking, I wonder if there's one under the bed or under the covers or up in the closet or where it might be? Well, and it's nowhere except in her consciousness or our consciousness. We're the creator of our world, and we create very nice. Now, what does Ingeborg create? Does Ingeborg create beautiful things in her world? Does Ingeborg realize that there are rattlesnakes sometimes in that back room of the Shangri-La garage there, you know, where the boards are? At least that's what we've been told. Somebody said they heard one back there. Yeah, but but it was never there. It was never there. And you see, this is what people think. This is what people think. And this is the image that they put up. And so this is the expectation. And somebody was picking wood from the wood pile, and one piece of wood that had a sticker in it fell on their hand, and they thought it was something else. And they, ah, 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 they kept screaming up there, and it was not there at all. It was not that at all. You see, we have to be so careful of the way we create in our world, because we have to appreciate ourself, and appreciation of myself is to understand my creation. My creation is a representation of my thinking, and my thinking is loving, gentle, kind, courteous, fulfilling, in every way beautiful. And if I ever think in any other way, then that's what I'll have too. Now, am I rich and independently wealthy?
Of course.
Do I have a handsome, dynamic, healthy body, eternally young?
Right.
I'm glad you said that. You'd have to have one to see me have that. You know? Am I surrounded by people who just love to have me give seminars for them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And when I come away from a seminar, do they say, why must you leave?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I shut my mouth, they say, hey, how come you didn't talk longer? You know, went to dinner with the group after the seminar at lunch at noon in Black Angus. And we went in there, and I ignored a lot of conversations that were going on, which were very nice conversations, because I knew the minute I would get involved, I would be talking principle. I'd be talking detail. And then they involved me. And so then I talked principle and talked detail. And I said, I don't want to overshadow the conversation. I don't want to take it over. And they said, don't worry. That is just what we need, is talk in that direction. Always standing for principle. Always standing for the truth. And you know, that's what it's all about. Appreciation of myself is to understand my creation. If I look at my creation and see them beautiful, that's who I am. If I look at my creation and see them sad and unhappy, lacking anything at all, that's who I am. And where are you? Are you living in an abundant universe filled with happiness, wholesomeness? Are you living in a universe filled with joyous people, harmonious people who are just so delightful that you can hardly stand not talking with them day in and day out, you know? Yeah, that's the kind of world we want to choose to make for ourselves and live in. But it's a world that works, because it is appreciation of myself is to understand my creation. So let's begin to appreciate ourselves so that we can begin to understand our creation. And when we do that, we've got everything going. Now, Ellen Jeremini has a dog named Little Love. And Little Love has been ordered to be put in solitary confinement while we are having our talk, so that Little Love will not do so much talking. And he wants to get his talk on here. And we don't quite understand dog talk. But he didn't get into his solitary confinement, which he doesn't mind because he calls it just his playroom. Because she didn't do it. Now, what do you think of that? What do you think of that? Think on these things. And when you think of them, come up with an answer, you let me know. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.